Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
Hi, guys. How are you today? So, today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your goal setting, right? And the reason I want to talk to you about that is because I want you to understand that there's a difference between setting a goal and having a to-do list, right? They work together, yes, but there is a difference. You want to set a goal for your business around what you want your business to look like, what you want your business to feel like, how much money you want to make in your business, whether that's monthly, weekly, daily, that kind of thing. Your goal and your to-do list are two different things. Your to-do list that you are following every day comes out of your goal. It is not the same as your goal. And let me tell you why a goal is so important, right? A goal is really your goalpost, right? It's a guide. It's your guide to make sure that you get from where you are to where you want to be. Your goal is supposed to motivate you to get up every morning and do what you're supposed to do. If your goal is not motivating you to do that, that means that your goal is not in alignment. You're not in alignment with your goal, right? And you just said it because it sounded nice, right? But if you are in alignment with your goal, then doing the work every single day is not going to feel like work. It's going to feel like this is what I am meant to be here to do, no matter what. Yes, you're going to have tired days, and yes, you're going to have days where you just want to lie down and not focus on work, and that's fine. And that's not what I'm talking about, right? Because we all deserve those days. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having a goal so huge that you are excited to actually see it come to life, guys, right? For each one of your businesses, whether you're now starting off, whether you've been in business for years, whether you are a brick and mortar business, whether you're an online business, you need to set some goals, you know? And we like to talk about SMART goals, right? We want goals that are specific, that are measurable. And let's just go through each one. You want a goal that is very, very specific, not a vague goal. You want to get as specific as possible. You want something that is measurable, because how else would you know that you have reached the goal? How else would you know that I have achieved what I need to achieve? What is your measurement? What is your yardstick? Yeah. And that could be something like, okay, when I make $10,000, or when I get, you know, 50 people on my email list, or when I get to 2,000 people on my, following me on Instagram. You have to have something that is measurable, right? So that when you start to do your to-do list, it makes sense, right? You want something that is attainable and realistic. You can't set a goal of, I start my business on Friday and Monday I want to make $1 million. That's not attainable and it's not realistic, right? Because it takes time to grow your business. It takes time to build up the momentum. It takes time to build that relationship with your audience. So you have to make sure that it's attainable and realistic, right? And then you want to make it time bound. You want to give yourself a particular time and a date, a specific date by which you want it done. So even if you say 12 months from now, it's October 19, 2021, right? I don't like to do 12-year goals so much. Or if I do 12-year goals, I shouldn't say that. When I do my 12-year goals, I break them down into 90-day goals. So I know what my overall plan is for my business for the year, what I want my business to feel like at the end of 2021. I know how I want to work and function at the end of 2021. But I also know, in order to get me there, I need to do some things in my business. I need to change up some systems, maybe hire some staff, maybe offer a different type of program, or re-offer programs, or whatever that is. So I take that 12-year plan and 12 month plan, sorry. And then I break it up into 90 day goals. 90 day goals are 3 months, right? 3 months. And the reason I like it to be so short is because I can visualize what 3 months is. It's harder for me to visualize what 12 months is, but I can visualize what 3 months is. I could see what that is. That's just 12 weeks away, and that flies by so quickly, right? It's so much easier for me to visualize what 12 weeks is going to be like. So I like to break them down into 3 months or 90 day goals, and when I do that, each one leads into the other, right? It does not happen in isolation. Each one leads into the other, and that is what you have to understand. So when you are thinking about your business, when you are thinking about what do I want my business to look like and feel like, you want to set up your goals, and out of those goals, coming out of those goals. So for example, if your goal by December 31st is to have your website up and running, let's say that's your goal, right? By December 31st, I have to have my website up and running, right? That is your goal. Your to-do list is now going to talk about, or it's going to have to be a breakdown of the steps to get you to that goal. So your to-do list might be, okay, I need to first speak to 3 web developers and get a sense of what the price is to do a website. I need to then go and do some research about some websites I like, so I get an idea of the style that I like. So when I choose the web developer, I know exactly, I could guide him. I also need to figure out what my content is going to be like, what visuals I want on my website, what do I want to see on my website. If I have products, or even if I'm doing a service, I have to figure out, okay, when am I going to do this photo shoot? Do I have to take photos of my products? Do I have to take a photo shoot of myself in order to put on the website? I also have to maybe figure out the e-commerce aspect of my website. Like, so how are people buying from me directly from the website? Does that mean I have to sign up with one of these programs? Does it mean, you know, if I don't have a bank account as yet, a business bank account as yet, do I need to go and set up my bank account? That is your to-do list. But that comes out of your goal. And you obviously, guys, you're not trying to do all of that in one day. And you're also not trying to do that in a week, right? Because that's how you get burnt out. You have to be realistic with it. Break it down into smaller parts and spread it out over a period of time. So when you launch on January 1st, right, it was easy peasy because you broke it down into manageable parts, right? And that is your to-do list. That is not your goal. That is your to-do list. Your to-do list comes out of your goal, right? But you have to start with your goal. You have to start with the end in mind. You start with the end in mind, and then you work backwards from there. You understand? So you start with the end. What do I want to happen at the end? I want my website to be up. I want people to be able to buy from me. I want to be able to promote my website. And then what do I need to do to get that done? To get that done. Yeah? And I start to break that down into smaller parts and get that done until I reach my goal. You understand, guys? So I want you to get into the habit of setting these goals for your business, breaking them down into smaller parts, and then getting into action in order to make them happen for you. Even if your goal is to sell 100 of my products by the end of the month, then what do I need to do? Do I need to set up my social media? Do I need to write content in advance? Do I need to take pictures of my things, of my products or myself? Do I need to send out a particular amount of emails? Do I need to write a particular amount of blogs? Do I need to do a certain amount of videos? How often am I going to follow up with my audience? It's not just, I want to sell 1,000 products at the end of the month. Let me just throw it out to the wind and hope it happens. No, you set the goal and then you break it up into smaller parts, and then you get into action to make sure those parts come together in order for your goal to come to life. Yeah? So that is my message for you today. Set a goal, break it down into smaller parts, that's your to-do list, and then get to work to get it done. Yeah, guys? So let's get it. Let's begin this week and really make it count. Be safe, follow the rules, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.